Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, what does that song do to you or for you? It's Coldplay's Viva La Vida, and even though they're soon to play four sellout gigs at Croke Park, some people would opt to close their windows if they were playing in the back garden. They're just the marmite of music, aren't they? And the whole thing got us thinking about other bands and artists who are really polarising, and with me in studio to talk us through a few of them is DJ and broadcaster Crossy.
Hi, good morning. This is strange, isn't it? Like, it's mad.
Why is it mad?
So I was going through this over the weekend, okay? I am a massive Coldplay fan.
Okay.
And my friend just, literally, if I said Chris Martin's going to cook for you, he'd be like, oh, do you know what? You're kind of okay. Bring someone else.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, though. Do you? Why are they so divisive?
I was looking online. And I think, you know, back in the mid-noughties when the conscious uncoupling happened with Gwyneth Paltrow, I think people are going, will you just break up with her? Will you just divorce? Get over it.
Yeah.
Why did you have to do that? And then when people think that maybe, oh, is it because they're talking down to us all the time? But when you say that, right, look at it the opposite side, right? They've sold 9 million tickets for this tour that's coming to Croke Park worldwide. For every single ticket they sold, they've planted a tree. Their next record that they're releasing, I said like we watch record, their next vinyl that they're releasing is all made from plastic. So these guys, as much as they do talk and, you know, preach about things, and that's another thing people said.
Made from plastic.
It's made from plastic. Like, no one else has ever done this before. These guys, they're practicing what they're preaching, but for some reason, it's not landing for certain people.
Is it easy listening? Is it that type of music that divides people?
I interviewed Coldplay recently, and I asked them the question, and they said the very first album they released was really relaxing, and it wasn't for, you know, Croke Parks or Avivas or Wembleys. And that's why they had to up the ante for the rest of the albums, because they were like, you know, people were crying and they were going, what is this? Kind of like Lewis Capaldi now.
Yes.
And now their songs are more offly, but people still remember all the slow songs, which are incredible. But for some reason, people just, when they hear it, they shrivel.
Some people, makes them itchy.
Yeah, isn't it?
This next guy makes people itchy as well. I don't mind Ed Sheeran so much. It doesn't bother me so much. This song, though, I can't. I just have to, if it comes on in the car, I have to like stop and get rid of it. Listen to it. You know, she played a fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. Baby, I just want to dance. My pretty little Galway girl. No, I can't. Get it off. What is it about that song?
Worldwide, that song was such a hit. And I think everyone in Ireland, when they hear it, they're going, no, there's only one Galway girl, and that's Mundy.
Yeah, I think that's it. And as I say, I don't mind them in general.
And there's people listening to the radios right now and they're probably going, oh, what about this artist? What about the artist? There's so many of them. Like with Ed, he performed with Taylor Swift in Wembley last week. He was hanging around with Russell Crowe up in Donegal a couple of weeks ago. He'll stop at his pints and kios in Dublin all the time, gets photographs. But there again, there's people that will stop and go, do you know what? I'm going to walk across the road. I don't think I need that. And I'm like, why? This guy is everything that you want him to be.
I know. And seems so incredibly nice,
incredibly
and
nice,
friendly and down to earth. Yeah. And a lot of his music is very good.
Yeah.
But then he has Galway Girl. You know? Listen, another band that gives people a bit of the ick is this one. No, I'm okay. This doesn't affect me. How about you?
Oh my God. This guy, Adam Levine, gives me the ick every time I see this guy. This song was it 2003, 2004, and every radio station was playing it. They loved it. And it was kind of one of those cheesy hits. And then, you know, She Will Be Loved. And he was painted as this Mr. Night guy. But then, you know, all the scandal where he slipped into someone's DM that he may have should not have slipped in, and then they shared it everywhere. And that kind of made that ick a bit more for me, that I went, oh, Maroon 5. Like, you're just your background music in a, you know, in a takeaway restaurant that they're playing at 12 o'clock at night in a different version. I think that's, for me, Maroon 5 is that. Like, Coldplay, I adore. Ed Sheeran, I think he's brilliant. But when it comes to this,
you're done.
Maroon 5, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's something about him.
But again, it's divisive, because you'll have people who absolutely love Maroon 5.
And they will queue outside the Three Arena for the day before just to get even a touch of Adam Levine.
Now, the next one I think is controversial, really controversial, because I don't think this person belongs on the list of Marmite artists.
Really?
No, I don't. No, I don't agree.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold 'em. Hey, lay your cards down, 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 down. So pack your legs and throw your keys out.
So who has a problem with Beyonce?
I'm going to agree to this one, right? Okay. So I put this up on my Instagram, right? And I says, what are the acts or bands that people don't, you know, that you don't like, but everyone seems to love and adore? Yeah. This came in at number one. Beyonce came in at number one. And it was mostly girls. Right? It was mostly girls that said it. Here's some of the comments that I got, right? And a lot of these people are in the media industry. I don't get the hype. She thinks she's God. Beyonce can't stand her. She's so full of herself. If she was crisp, she'd eat herself. Another one. I cringe when I see people over obsessing over her. I respect her, but please stop it. And then finally, loved early Beyonce, but now she just believes in her own hype. So puts out any old trash.
I thought she was so godlike that you weren't permitted to say any of those things.
And is that the reason why that when people think of Beyonce, you know, if you love her, you're Queen Bey and everything about her, you're going to go to all her tour. Is it the fact that she's never come, she hasn't come to Ireland in a couple of years? Are Irish people just kind of going, oh, Beyonce.
I went to her gig the last time she was here in Croke Park. It was the best thing I have ever seen. Okay. Now, I haven't been to, I'm not a person who goes to gigs a lot, but it was like you were holding your breath for the whole thing. It was extraordinary.
Do you think, though, have you ever heard her speak? She doesn't do interviews.
Not really, but I don't want to hear them.
Do you not
want
to hear
it?
I want to know everything about her.
Really.
I want her to go, hey, you guys, on Instagram.
She had that big documentary that she did. Do you remember that? On Apple or something. And I heard her speak plenty in that. But, I mean, it didn't add to her music. Do you know what I mean? I'm not that interested in what she has to say, but she's an incredible performer.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Isn't that just mad that we've completely... and there's going to be people listening right now going, how dare you say that about Beyonce? But people have it over certain people for some reason.
Even Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift has come up quite a bit, all right? Like, you would have remembered Dublin only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The bracelets, the queuing outside. Like, I'm sorry, but in the Three Arena, people go to gigs there. She opened up a shop there for 5 days and was packed out every single day. This is how amazing this girl is. But I guarantee you there were people around the Aviva during Taylor Swift closing their curtains, closing the doors, going, no, she's too good. We need someone a bit more edgy.
And listen, we won't even go to Garth Brooks because we'd need the 11 o'clock hour and we don't have it, Crossy. Thank you so much for coming in. Just a couple of messages on this. Coldplay, one word, phony. Coldplay, it's a sellout. All of those too cool for school music nerds hated, but the rest of us love them. Coldplay, boo. Boring, terrible. The songs are like baby rhymes. Nothing interesting there, says John in Kildare. Like, we could literally talk about this for the next hour and for the 2 hours tomorrow as well. Crossy, thank you. Great to see you. Let's go to the newsroom and to Ailey Sheehy.